nappyafro.com.
Welcome to the Frocast episode number 122, aka Storytime with BEZ. And now, here's your story.
What's up, people? This is BEZ. And I like to call this story the lupus abortion story. By BEZ. Let's go. It was this girl that worked at the Walgreens close to Wild Work. Now, let me explain this girl to you because this girl was my type of girl. She was brown skin, had these thick thighs, big, beautiful eyes, natural hair. That's the way I like them, and that's what she was. And, you know, I would go to Walgreens before work or after work, and we would talk, and she would laugh, and I didn't know if she was just good at customer service or if she was feeling me. You know, you never know. So, you know, weeks pass by and she start calling me her store boyfriend and whatnot. And, you know, I finally asked for the number. And, you know, we talk a couple of days later and the conversation is good. The main thing I got out of that whole conversation was that she was religious and, you know, she wasn't having sex. She even talked about her last guy she dated left her alone because she wouldn't fuck him. Now, on one side, I'm like, damn, this is fucked up because I, of course, really want to fuck this girl. The other side is like, well, shit, I've heard that before. You know, in the past, girls say, I don't fuck you, and then they fuck you 2 nights later. Who gives a fuck? So, we go on dates. We hang out. You know, I would go on lunch. You know, we'd go get something to eat while I'm on lunch. And she would come to the job and, you know, we'd hang out. After work, I pick up from work sometimes. So we got cool really fast. And she was cool people. One day, you know, we was getting ready to go to the movies. And she said, hey, I got something to tell you. And I'm like, you know, what's up? And she was like, I have lupus. And to be honest, I really didn't know what that was. The most I know about lupus is that J. Dilla died from it, R.I.P. J. Dilla. But that's basically it. So, I tell her, oh man, I'm sorry to hear that, you know. And, you know, we talk about it a little bit, you know, not much, and we go by our way. We still hang out tough, you know, we still cool. Still talking on the phone, still cool. You know, it's a little hug and that little rub, and, you know. No action is happening, though, besides that. I guess, in old school terms, I ain't get past second base. I may have almost got the third, but you know, the people still use bases. Anyway, so one day I'm at work. She calls me. She's like, hey, I got to ask for a favor. I was like, what's up? She was like, I have to have surgery, you know, because of my lupus. She used these exact words. I have to have surgery because of my lupus. It's something to do with my lupus. And I have to have surgery on Friday, but I need somebody to take me there in the morning and pick me up. I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, I thought about it. And I told her I'd get back to her. I thought about it. And, you know, let me be honest with you. One of the main problems I did have this whole situation with the lupus, because when I did research it, I found out that, you know, it was painful for people to have sex, you know, on lupus. Now, I know it's a jackass thing to say. I know that's a jackass thing to say, but that's what it was. And so, you know, but I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I'm like, oh, this sucks. So, you know, fuck it. Went to her, and I said, you know what? I'll take you. And I'm back on my mind, like, this is my good deed. If me and this girl never go no farther, I did a good thing, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, in order to take her to, you know, to get surgery or whatever, I would have to take off. You know, I have to not go to work that Friday. She wanted me to spend the night that Thursday night. And, you know, whatever, whatever. You know, wake up that morning, take her early in the morning, make sure she's straight, bring her home. And, you know, I mean, it's a big thing to ask, but, you know, why not? I take off of work that Friday. I get off Thursday night, go to her house, bring her some food, we kick it. Now, you know, if you don't know me, I'm not sure if everybody's like this. I can't, if I'm somewhere I've never been before, I can't sleep. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm at a hotel room with a girl, or it's at my girl's house, or anybody's house, I'm at my cousin's house, I don't know. I can't sleep. So I stayed up all night, made her talk. We watched Boomerang, it was on TV. And you know, it was cool. Somewhere in the middle of the night, her cousin came. I guess that was her roommate. I meet her cousin briefly, and that's it. 6 o'clock comes, we get up, you know, I drive her. She gives me the address to the place to go. I drive her there. And, you know, as we're going there, I'm like, this is kind of weird, you know, because I'm thinking it's going to be the hospital or Kaiser Permanente or some shit or doctor's office. But, it's not. It's like, I don't know what this place is. Okay, that's weird. So we get there, and it's still very early. And it's a lot of cars there already. And it's a line, which is weird. So, you know, I'm like, this is something's not adding up. She's not walking gingerly. Oh, let me put this up. So let me back up a little bit. When I go that Friday night, you know, I mean that Thursday night, you know, to hang out with before we go to the place, she told me, hey, I had to go today. So she had to go Thursday and get something done to her and then come back again, which is weird too. So she was, you know, anyway, fast forward back, we at the place, she goes and you know, she goes in the place and I'm in the car parking. She comes back and says, hey, you have to sign me in. We go up to the second floor. And I'm like, this is weird. This is security guard said you can't take your phone. I'm like, this is weird. And then I realized, looking at the posters, there was an abortion clinic. I knew it was an abortion clinic because they had a lot of, you know, birth control stuff on the walls, your choice, pregnant pictures of pregnant women. And also the people who was there looked like they would be in the birth control. I mean, the people who were there, like, they would be in an abortion clinic, which is weird. But, I mean, that's the only thing I'll say. And you know, truth be told, I've been to the abortion clinic a few times, so it's not the issue. So I'm like kind of shocked, like, damn, you know, this is, what the fuck? What the fuck? So she said, so the nurse says, hey, he's gonna sign you in. So I'm like, I can't sign in. So I said, hey, I gotta go to my car. So I go to my car and I gather up all her stuff that was in my car that she brought with her, put it in the bag, run back in there, run to the security guard, and I'm like, hey, the girl you just saw me with, this is her stuff. He said, well, you can give it to her. I said, nope, put it on the table, get back in my car, and I leave her ass there. Now, I've thought about it, afterwards and wonder, you know, because I've told this story before, and people are like, that was fucked up. Some people are like, yeah, you know, and I guess, you know, the thing was, the conversation that we had, it was about her not fucking. She told me at one point in time she had fucked in like 2 years. Obviously, she had fucked in 2 years. And, you know, So I guess that's why I was mad. You know, she brought me to an abortion clinic without even telling me. So I'm driving around all weirded out. Then I recall that I brought an overnight bag. So I had my laptop. I had I had all my shit at her place. And it was like, shit. So I had to go to her place, bam on her door. Thankfully, her cousin came out. I'm like, hey, you remember me? She said, yeah. I run in, grab my shit, and leave because I didn't want her to ask me, where's my cousin? So I leave, and that was it. She called me for like 2 weeks afterwards, apologizing and saying whatever, whatever, whatever. And I think the real reason I was upset because I guess I didn't get no pussy. Like, I went to a boarding clinic, it wasn't even my baby. And, you know, it could have been something from the lupus, but I just wanted to get the fuck up out of there. I don't know. So it was kind of weird. And that's the lupus abortion story by Be Easy, a.k.a. Young Very White of Nappy Afro. Signing off. Peace.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Frocast. You can listen to the show every Thursday on nappyafro.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. By the way, please rate the Frocast on iTunes. Also, be sure to visit nappyafro.com as well as nappyafro on such social media platforms as Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. If you want to drop us a line via phone, call 1-347-201-2572. It's the Frocast episode number 122. Frobot out.
NappyAfro.com